We've got one of the world's great trainers on the line, Charlie Appleby. You can imagine how busy these guys are on Melbourne Cup morning. And Best Solutions part of the camp, obviously Yucatan is there, the easing favourite there. But they've got three runners, Godolphin, but the one trained by Charlie Appleby is actually Cross Counter. I'm glad to say Charlie joins us on the line. Hi, Charlie.
Good morning, guys.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks so much for your time, mate. Understand you're busy. What can you tell our listeners and our viewers to expect from Cross Counter?
Look, he's a horse that, like I say, we've purposely aimed him for this race. With the three-year-old allowance, it was very attractive, and he's got a very upward profile in back in Europe. Obviously, we had that setback there 2 weeks ago, but... that's well behind us, and it's like the last 10 days have been very encouraging. Obviously, Kieran got to have a spin round on him at Werribee there midweek, and got off him when he was very happy. So, we're confident going into today that we've got the right horse. Obviously, this rain was a bit concerning, but it looks like it's potentially easing off again now. So, as long as it's a sensible ground out there, we'll have no excuses.
Yeah, lightly raced Cross Counter, Charlie. You spoke about the setback. What was the setback?
Well, he had a silly little accident just the outside of his fetlock there, which had to have a couple of sutures put in there. That's why we had to give him those 2 easy days. But like I said at the time, you never want to obviously have a setback going into leading into one of these race meetings. But we were bringing a horse over who was fit, and you'll see him today. He's quite a lightly framed horse anyway, so him having a few easy days didn't concern me at all. If anything, it probably did him a bit of good just to freshen him up again. The last 10 days there, he's just not missed a beat. Going into today, confident Karen, the horse is in as good a health as we can get him.
And Karen's confident that he'll run well and is happy with the prep?
Yeah, no, look, he got a good feel out of him there the other day. Again, he likes his profile there. It's a horse that we've spoken about together over the last few months now. He's always been the horse of his interest at the team that we brought out. So from my point of view, with the stall, a few people obviously raise their eyebrows over stall 19, but when you've got Karen McAvoy on board, you're pretty confident wherever you're going to be pitched, you're going to have a good spin round.
Charlie, your relationship with Karen, we were a little bit surprised with Youngstar. I thought was a terrific run in a slowly run Caulfield Cup. And Karen's actually jumped off Youngstar to ride your horse Cross Counter. But you guys are thick as thieves, aren't you? How much did you have to convince him to jump off Youngstar and ride Cross Counter?
No, not at all. To be fair, it never really came into our conversation in respect to... No, I respect Karen and what he's, this is his home ground, and so I respect him for whatever his decision needs to be. And but this is almost, like I say, we've spoken about since when he won, before Goodwood, where he broke track record round there, and then he came out and backed it up again with a good solid run in the Voltigeur. So he's been on our radar in respects to being here, and obviously we had a few of the horses in the mix, but Karen's always shown the most interest in Cross Counter. So there was no pressure on myself or Karen. It was Karen's decision on whatever he felt he was going to be his best ride round there, and we're just lucky he chose Cross Counter.
Yeah, it's amazing, Charlie, with some of our trainers, they would see only a horse having seven starts, not really ready for a Melbourne Cup, but you've got no worries and no issues?
No, just because the mentality of the horse, he's a very professional horse. He's a horse that I've just felt I didn't want to give him another prep. I could have come down here and given him a prep, but like I say, he's a lightly framed horse. I feel he'd have been better. He's better coming into this race fresher rather than putting the trial into him. Like I say, potentially he's got some of the best form going into the cup, I feel.
Avilius for James Cummings from the Godolphin camp. You've got Cross Counter, and there's also Best Solution for Saeed Bin Saru from the Godolphin camp, and it won the Caulfield Cup. Are they your major dangers, or do you see something else as your major danger?
But being in the fortunate position of going all around the world competing in these races, I mean, when you turn up, everybody's a danger in these sort of races. You don't turn up into Group 1 just for the fun of it. So we respect everybody in the field. But look, two horses there you mentioned in Avilius and Best Solution. Avilius, obviously, he's got some great European form, and James has got a great tune out of him here since he's been here in Australia as well. So, he ran a nice race there the other day and is prepped into it. As respects the Best Solution, look, he's got some great European form, and if anything, this rain's only going to but suit him. He's got some great form on, with ease in the ground. So, and he's a battle-hardened warrior that when he gets to the lead, he takes a bit of getting past. So, look, it's just exciting to be here as per normal, and hopefully we've got a horse that's a live player, and we can enjoy the day, and all being well. Not a messy race. Everyone can, whatever the result is, you can only hope that your horse will run the best race possible.
Yep, Charlie, we thank you so much for your time, mate. We understand you're busy, and good luck. We love backing your Charlie Appleby prepared horses. You've got a wonderful strike rate, and let's hope you can provide Godolphin and Sheikh Mohammed with his first ever Melbourne Cup.
Thanks very much, guys. Good to hear from you.